From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Bush is to visit Cedar Rapids, Iowa today to inspect flood damage and witness some of the recovery effort there. To the south in Missouri, flooding is on the increase and residents are trying to reduce its severity as much as they can. That is the sound of a pump in use at a flood wall in Clarksville, Missouri. Mike Russell, the emergency management director there, says the city's been trying to hold back water with walls and sandbags.
We're still putting sandbags behind the wall. The more weight you can put there, the more pressure you could take. And that's what our main goal is to outlast Mother Nature's flood.
More rain is expected in the Midwest and presents a fresh threat to flood-affected communities in several states. Republican presidential hopeful John McCain is also to visit Iowa today. Democratic hopeful Barack Obama toured a flood-damaged Illinois community earlier this week. The House is set to take up a war spending bill today that would pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan well into the next president's term. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
After weeks of negotiations, Democrats and Republicans say they've come to terms on a bill to provide funding for the wars. The measure is also expected to include new education benefits for veterans, extended unemployment payments for long-term job seekers, and emergency relief for Midwest flood victims. The president had threatened to veto any war funding bill with added domestic spending, but House Minority Leader John Boehner indicated the new bipartisan agreement would be acceptable to the White House. Some Democrats are likely to oppose the bill if it doesn't include language calling for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, but House Democratic leaders have been striving to reach a compromise before the Pentagon sends out furlough notices to civilian and contract workers next month. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.
Air Force and Pentagon officials could soon rebid a contract for a new refueling plane. A government report claims the Air Force made big errors in awarding a $40 billion contract to European defense firm EADS and the American firm Northrop Grumman. Boeing lost the contract and protested. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
A senior defense official tells NPR the Air Force will likely call for new bids to replace the current aging tanker fleet. The GAO report slammed the Air Force, pointing to seven serious mistakes in the bid process. Among them, inflating Boeing's cost for building the replacement plane. The new tanker was expected to start flying in 2013. A rebid will likely delay delivery of that new tanker by at least 1 year. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Wall Street stock futures are mixed this morning. European stock markets opened slightly lower today. Markets in Asia closed down sharply on continued concerns about a slowing global economy and rising inflation. This is NPR News. A ceasefire is now in effect in the Gaza Strip between Israel and the anti-Israel-Palestinian faction Hamas. Egypt brokered the truce, and Israeli and Palestinian spokesmen are expressing only cautious optimism that it will hold. The Israelis are to start lifting a blockade on supplies to Gaza, and there may be further talks on a prisoner exchange. A New York grand jury is believed to have charged two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers with securities fraud. An indictment is expected to be unsealed in a federal court in Brooklyn later today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The grand jury indictments against two former high-profile bond fund traders, Ralph Cioffi and Matthew Tannen, are expected to be unsealed as early as this morning. The two men stand accused of misleading the people who invested in their two bond funds. Prosecutors say in the spring of 2007, the two assured investors that all was well with their investments, while privately they told colleagues they were concerned about the hedge fund's exposure to bonds backed by subprime mortgages. By June, both their funds imploded, costing investors $1.6 billion. Cioffi and Tannen are expected to turn themselves into federal authorities later today. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The Swedish parliament has approved a law granting the government sweeping authority to eavesdrop on all email and telephone traffic in the country. It's to take effect in January, and it will give Sweden's government the most sweeping powers to monitor communications of any European country. The law passed parliament by a narrow margin, and there was strong opposition with protesters outside. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, in Washington.